Missouri Net News is presented by Mango. The smell of rotten eggs is just one sign of a gas leak. If you smell gas, move fast and call your gas company.
Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. The Small Business Administration says it now has a simpler loan forgiveness application for Paycheck Protection Program loans of $50,000 or less. Missouri 3rd District Congressman Blaine Lukemeyer is asking the Treasury Department for a simpler process for PPP loans up to $150,000, which represents 87% of all PPP recipients. The November election ballot will include 53 nonpartisan Missouri judges hoping to stay on the bench. Voters will have at least two judges on their ballot. A state committee made up of 21 members has reviewed each judge's performance. Dale Deerhoff, chairman of the committee, says before members review the performance of each judge, all identifying information is removed to keep the evaluations objective.
We believe that our work is really an alternative to negative political ads. Although our judges under the nonpartisan plan are not on the ballot as politicians, if we were in a state where it was partisan, then there would be partisan politics and campaign money and create the impression that justice was for sale.
To see the performance information before heading out to vote, go to yourmissourijudges.org. Lincoln University in Jefferson City could become the first historically Black university in the country to house a state law enforcement training program.
The Missouri Police Officer Standards and Training Commission gave preliminary approval this week.
It's so hard to recruit minority students nowadays, not even students, people that want to be in law enforcement. It's just difficult, and there's a million reasons why.
Lincoln Professor Joe Steenbergen says this could be a way to make some much-needed changes to the criminal justice system.
That's Missouri Net's Ashley Byrd reporting. The commander of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Kansas City office says the Corps is taking Missouri's complaint seriously that certain parts of the Missouri River become, quote, choke points during flooding, making things worse. Colonel Bill Hannon says the Corps is studying with Missouri and Kansas those areas which seem prone to flooding.
We're meeting, along with the state of Missouri in the lead, eight different communities across Kansas and Missouri on the river, getting local input, what would work for your area.
Hannon says about 55 of the 65 Missouri River levees in the Kansas City district damaged last year have been repaired. A federal grand jury has indicted a St. Louis man on weapons charges for allegedly shooting at police officers with a fully automatic machine gun. The indictment alleges that 28-year-old Mark Harold Taylor II possessed destructive devices, a homemade cannon, and a machine gun that were not registered to him. This is Missouri Net.